We know the name John Muir, but others came before him. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Hoberman, professor of English Studies at Fitchburg State University, explores a few of them.
On July 12, 1895, Theodore Satius Solomons and his friend Ernest Bonner left a camp called Jackass Meadows, 100 miles northeast of Fresno, for an exploratory excursion through the heart of California's Sierra Nevada range. Over 2 weeks of hiking would lead Solomons and Bonner to the brink of solving one of the greatest mysteries of the Californian Alps: how to traverse the middle portions of the trackless wilderness that lay between the Yosemite Valley and Mount Whitney. In 1915, when California officials finally commissioned the footpath that Solomons envisioned, they chose to name it in honor of the Scottish-born conservationist hero and Sierra Club founder, John Muir. It was Theodore Solomons, however, the great-great-grandson of a Jewish clergyman who attended George Washington's inauguration, who first conceived of the trail and navigated its most challenging sections. Solomon's role in the development of the John Muir Trail has long been overshadowed by the legacy of its namesake. His story reminds us of the close, if often disregarded, bonds the Jews have formed with the North American wilderness. Late in his life, Solomons recounted that the dream of walking the length of the High Sierra had first come to him in the summer of 1884. When he died at the age of 79 in 1948, only a handful of his contemporaries acknowledged the role he had played in the trail's creation. As John Muir's reputation has come under renewed scrutiny owing to his negative pronouncements concerning Chinese immigrants and American Indians, complicating the story of one of the nation's most famous hiking trails seems like a good idea.
That was Michael Hoberman of Fitchburg State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.